Hi, so we're here together in order to do a guided meditation, guided imagery together so that we can activate immunity and strong health and cellular intelligence. And I would encourage you to listen to this as many times as you need to throughout the day and almost make it become your own so that you have access to it without having to listen to a recording. I mean, that might take a few listens, but the idea is that you have this and you own it. So find a comfortable position. It doesn't matter if you're sitting, standing, or lying flat. The most important thing is that your back and your spine is as straight as it can be, all the way from the base of your spine up through your neck and out the top of your head, because energy is going to flow in that way up and down. And that's going to be a channel of movement, of life force through your body. So let's start by taking a few deep breaths. And the ideal is to take an in-breath through your nose and then hold for just a couple of seconds and then exhale through your mouth. So let's do that together for three breaths, inhaling through your nose, filling your belly. A breath is a beautiful thing because it's an exchange of life force. And the idea on holding for those few seconds in between the inhale and the exhale is that you're actually assimilating like source chi oxygen, pure oxygen, into every cell of your body. And then as you exhale, you're expanding it out through your body. And you're actually even charging the field around you, the very atmosphere around you, with pure source oxygen chi. And that's a really good intention to have even as you're breathing throughout the day. When we elevate our intentions these ways and we call forth a purity of oxygen in our in-breath, a purity of chi, it bypasses the toxins that may be in the air. And so this is really important that we start becoming more intentional with everything from our breath to our thoughts, to our words, to our actions. So that's what we're being called to in these times, right? So now that we have our breath circulating throughout our body and it's pure source oxygen or chi or light or life force, it's all the same thing, then let's continue on and open up the top of your head. This is an energy center called the crown chakra. And envision, and if you can't see it, it's okay. You can set the intention that you see a waterfall of golden white energy or light. It could be liquid gold. It could be liquid light. It's whatever comes up for you. There's no right or wrong. But the idea is that this is coming in from the core of creation, the central core of creation, which is purity. We can call this source, we can call it spirit, we can call it your higher I am presence, we can call it the universe, we can call it mother, father, God. I sometimes like to refer to it as the heart, womb, mind of source. Whatever you're comfortable with addressing the core of purity, the central core of creation. Imagine that there is a pouring forth of this light, this life force, this energy, and it's pouring in through the top of your head and moving through the center of your being, the central core that is you, filling energizing, centering, stabilizing your spinal column. And then allow that energy to continue pouring down your legs through the bottoms of your feet, all the way into the core of Mother Earth, the womb of Sophia Gaia, and is received with joy by this alive place in the core of Mother Earth, and is infused with the love that lives at the core of Mother Earth, and then is sent back up to you to be pulled, so that your breath can actually pull in this energy and pull it in through the bottoms of your feet and allow it to move up back into your core and at your heart center, at the center of your heart. Imagine that this energy is pausing for a moment before it keeps moving upward and filling to overflowing your heart center. And once you have a good sense of that, then you can keep allowing that energy to move upwards and connect back up into the cosmic realms, the central core of creation. And whether you see that or not matters not. It only matters that your intention is such. And then you can find a rhythm that works for you. I tend to like to breathe in while I'm pulling the energy of Mother Earth into me. And then I exhale when I'm imagining and intending that there's a waterfall of light coming down and filling me completely. And so you can find a rhythm that works well for you in that way. But let's breathe in again, just as because I was explaining before. Let's breathe in as if we're breathing in the energy, the nourishment, the love, the support, the steadiness, the knowing, the being of the core of Mother Earth. And you're just pulling that up with your inhale, filling your heart to overflowing, continuing upward to the central core of creation. Exhaling, allowing the waterfall to move through you. Imagining this light, this waterfall is light, sparkly if it is, if you'd like to see it that way, liquid if you'd like to see it that way, moving all the way through you, filling every particle of your being and moving through to the core of Mother Earth, and then pulling it back up on your inhale. So let's just do that about 3 times together. And let's do it in silence so that we can sort of stay focused on the movement and the breath. On your next inhale, pull the energy up from the core of Mother Earth. See whatever you see, its purity, its love, its light, its life force. And come into your heart center. When you arrive to that place with your inhale from the center of the earth, up through your feet, your legs, up through your root center, your womb space, your solar plexus center, and then arrive into your heart. If you'd like to place your hands on your heart, it helps to bring your awareness in that place. And just imagine it's like a waterfall. It's so full, it's overflowing. And as it's overflowing, it's filling every cell of your body. It's awakening, activating, and charging every cell of your body. And to the degree that you can, and this gets better with practice, envision that every single cell is popping open with life force, with light. And love automatically accompanies light. Light is what carries love, which is why it's so important that we activate it in our bodies. in every cell of our being. There's actually an entire fireworks show that's in every cell of our body, of our body. So imagine the trillions of fireworks shows just popping now as you intend it. See as much of it as you can, but mostly intend it. And see if you can feel a vibration when more and more of your cells are activated by your intention, by your calling forth the light and the life force and the cellular intelligence that is in every cell of your being. This intelligence knows how to heal. It knows how to strengthen your immune system. It knows how to tend and elevate all of your functions. We just have to call it in, call it out, awaken it, activate it, intend it, and let it be so. So let's take some nice deep breaths now, being willing to accept, being happy to accept this much of ourselves, this much of the presence of light and love in us. It requires our acceptance. It requires our invitation. It requires our intention. And that is what we're doing now. So let's take three deep breaths together with the sole intention that every bit of light in every one of our cells get activated. It may be easier for you to imagine one cell that upon your inhale, you're filling with light. And then upon your exhale, that every single cell is also as that one cell. Sometimes it's just easier to see one cell. Or maybe you can also just see your heart expanding, expanding, expanding with the inhale of light. And then on the exhale, it sort of shoots out and fills every other cell in your body, including the field around you. We each have a field around us, approximately 3 feet. If you were to put your hands out, it would be around the place where your fingertips would be, all around you in an oval shape. It behooves us to fill that entire space with this light. Having that field, having our field filled with this light is one of the most protective mechanisms for a human being. Unbeknownst, nobody teaches us this, right? Unbeknownst to us, it is. It can actually ward off unwanted energy coming into your field. So be very clear and very specific about this. It is as important as it's like dressing our spiritual selves with our light field is as important as putting on clothes before we walk out in the elements in a day. So at least be sure you do that every morning and then activate it all throughout the day, because it easily can collapse without a long-term practice. Once you get really good at this, it will stay more in place. And you can ask it to be self-sustained throughout the day. That will give you a little bit of help in keeping it open. So let's take three deep breaths so that when we inhale the light into our heart, we exhale the light, not only into all of our cells, but into our entire field, so that we're literally held in an egg-shaped oval of light. That is who you are. Thank you. try to hold that light energy for as long as you can. You will get distracted. Don't be discouraged by that. Just pull this back in as many times throughout the day as you can imagine. The key is that we're moving to understanding, being aware, and activating ancient knowledge in us that this is our true nature, that having an activated light body and light field is really important for us to become aware of and engage with and awaken to. So practice this often. Come back to our time together if you need to. I have held a very strong field for you to actually, for your field to be kind of like training wheels, if you will, so that you can feel how it is. You might notice there's a little difference when we do it together versus when you do it on your own, but you will get stronger by doing it on your own each time you do it. So this isn't a one and done thing. This is something that you do as often as you can. And your own higher wisdom will tweak things for you. It will help you see things, or maybe you do it in a different order. None of that matters. What matters most is that you do it and that you start feeling and sensing and calling forth your life force, your higher life force that is light and love. That is who you are, and calling it out from your cells. And there's a natural thing that happens that when we are tending to our cells and awakening the light in our cells, it sort of throws off a cloak of darkness, or a darker color cloak that could be any kind of energy, but it's energy that's no longer serving. And let that be dissolved and dissipated, absorbed by the light that you're calling out of your cells. It's tremendously healing to do that, and it creates a very strong, it builds a very strong body, mind, and spirit for you. Okay, let me know if you have any questions. Otherwise, take your light, own your light, call forth your light, and be your light. It could not be needed more in this world. All of your steps from that place will be well guided. Okay, lots of love.